This is TechCrunch.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is TechCrunch.
Here's your Daily Crunch. Coming up, Zoom gets new features and the latest in startup business news. But first, Spotify launched a new feature today called Niche Mixes that lets you create your own personalized mixes based on just a few words of description in the search tab. For instance, you could type in an activity, vibe, or aesthetic, the company notes, then append the word mix to generate the custom playlist. This new feature is available to all free and premium users in English starting today. The company describes this feature as a set of personalized playlists that combines all that our mixes offer in a playful way. The feature allows users to instantly generate a playlist for almost anything. For example, you can search for Feel Good Morning Mix, 90s Running Mix, or Driving Sing-Along Mix, among other things. And weeks after laying off 1,300 people, Zoom is introducing new features to compete with numerous companies including Slack, Calendly, Google, and Microsoft. These features include AI-powered meeting summaries, prompt-based email responses, and whiteboard generation along with video huddles and a meeting scheduler. The company wants you to shift more of your work tasks to its tools. To that end, Zoom is opening up its email and calendar clients to everyone. The video conferencing company started testing these tools last year in a big explore area beyond meetings. There are also hosted email and calendar services on offer with end-to-end encryption protection and custom domains for paid users. Companies could use these services as an alternative to Microsoft Exchange and Google Workspace. Now let's see what's going on in the world of startups. Building credit is hard when it's difficult to even get credit. Stellar Fi, an Austin-based startup out to help people build or get credit without taking on debt, has just closed on a $15 million Series A round of funding to help it advance on that goal. Crisp got its start as an AI-powered noise cancellation service, but now the startup is moving beyond that with instant on-device transcription of all your calls and meetings, and, of course, it integrates ChatGPT now for quick summaries as well. The open beta goes live today. And German-launched startup Isar Aerospace has scored $165 million in new funding as it races toward the inaugural flight of its Spectrum small rocket later this year. The company, founded in 2018, is one of a handful of European startups looking to fill the gap in the launch market on that continent. That's all for today. For more from TechCrunch, go to TechCrunch.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.